This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, Peter Davis's Time Travel Incorporated.
Come in. Ah, there you are. You must be Philip.
Yes, sir.
Come on now, none of that sir business. Call me Thomas. Now, I was hoping you might have been here a little earlier today. I've had two clients already.
Yes, sorry. I was at the induction.
Oh, of course. And how was it? Thrilling?
It was very interesting.
Well, it is, isn't it? Well, it's nearly time for my... Oh, sorry. Hour 11:30, so... I suppose my big speech is out of the window. Just watch and learn for now, and if you've got any questions, jot them down and ask me afterwards. Got it?
Yes.
Now, first thing you have to do is turn on the machine so it's warmed up by the time they get here. Have you been shown how to do that?
No.
Oh, well, that's fine, not a problem. Yeah, come and have a look. See that? That's the tachyon accelerator. That's the first thing that has to go on. Just grab the handle and pull it all the way down.
Now?
Yes. Go on.
Okay.
There you go. Now, you set the relativity compensator. That's the red switch. Just flick it on. Yes, that's it. Now, all that's left to do is set the time and... That has to wait until the client's here to make sure it's correct. You don't want to send them off to the wrong time period.
Has that ever happened?
Once, when I first started. I accidentally sent someone back to the time of the Roman invasion.
And when were you supposed to be sending them to?
1973.
Mr. Gooden, you're 11:30.
Oh, thank you, Eve.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sullivan.
That's right.
You well?
Yes, thanks.
Now, it says here that you want to travel back to September the 2nd, 1666. Is that correct?
Yes.
I normally ask why, but I think I can guess this one.
I imagine so.
Try not to get burned. How are the clothes?
Yeah, fine, I think. How do they look?
They look very good to me. Now, I just need to go through a couple of things. Please listen and don't interrupt. I know you've been told some of this before, but it's important to hear it again. You cannot change anything that's happened. That's not a threat or a challenge. It's a fact. Believe me, people have tried. If you do try to stop something that you know happens... then something will go wrong, possibly resulting in a personal injury. You should be travelling purely as an observer, nothing more. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. Now, please, hold out your hand, the hand you write with. Thank you. I'm going to implant the tracer now. This might hurt a little. Oh! There you go. Now, when you want to return here, all you need to do is hold that down, wait for the beep, and say your full name and birth date. Then you can come straight back. And make sure that nobody sees you when you're doing this. You can be gone for as long as you like, and you'll always come back here just 2 seconds after you left. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. You ready?
Yes.
Right. Just put one hand on either handle, close your eyes, and 3, 2, 1. Mr. Sullivan, are you all right?
He's dead.
Mr. Sullivan, you're back now. You're back in 2057. Do you understand?
Yes. How long was I gone for?
I told you, 2 seconds.
That was like
3 days ago.
No, not anymore. Now, if you'd like to go through this door, the medical team will be happy to have a look at you.
Okay, but he said...
This way, please.
What did he mean by he's dead?
Who knows? Something must have happened. Now, look, this is very important. You must never try to comfort or try to help. That's what the medics are here for. They deal with any physical problems the clients may have, but also mainly with trauma. It's not worth you getting involved. It'll only cause problems later. Right, so now, you power down the machine. First of all, the relativity compensator will have already switched itself off, but you need to turn off the tachyon accelerator. Off you go.
Okay. So, it's always 2 seconds?
Always. And it doesn't matter where you are when you activate the tracer, you'll always come back here.
Really?
Yes, that's part of it. The tracer will leave behind a trace for you here, so you can find yourself when you travel back.
How does it work?
What? The time machine?
Yes.
Oh, you're asking the wrong person. We're just the button pushers. I'll teach you all about causality and paradoxes, but I can't tell you anything about how the machine works. That's engineering. I tried to have a conversation with them about it once, but they lost me after 1 minute. It's something to do with gravitational fields and... Well, no, I really don't know.
And the clients can go anywhere?
Oh, it's not technically anywhere. It's any when. They don't travel in space, just in time.
So how do you know that they won't end up in a building or a lake or something?
We've had people on this spot ever since man settled here.
How?
We sent them back. They made sure this area is clear and secure.
I see.
Do you? Good.
Have you ever done it?
No.
Why not?
It can create problems.
There's a lot to learn. Not sure I'll be able to get it all down.
Oh, you will. Well, you have to. It's my last day.
I meant to ask, why now?
What do you mean?
Well, I've been on the list for months. Then I get a message telling me I train today and start tomorrow. If you don't mind me asking, why are you leaving?
Well...
Mr. Gooden, your 12 o'clock is early. Are you ready for him?
Yes, Eve. Thank you. Send him in. Right, well, we'd better have a look at the clipboard, see where he's off to. Could you warm up the machine, please?
Yes. Tachyon accelerator, then relativity compensator.
That's it. Ah, Mr. Turger.
Yes, good morning. Sorry I'm early.
Not to worry, Mr. Turger. Have a seat.
Right.
Now, it says you want to travel back to 1855.
That's right, yes.
And why is that?
I've actually already been through all this with the psych, so...
Oh, well, sorry, just curious. Philip, would you like to remind Mr. Turger of the rules?
Yep, okay.
I've been told the rules.
Yes, but we always remind people before they travel. Philip?
Okay. You are not allowed to change anything. If you try to, you won't be able to. Something will stop you. You are to be just an observer. When you want to come back, you press down the tracer, which is... please, hold out the hand you write with. Thanks. Now my colleague here will just implant the tracer.
Ouch! That hurt!
Yes, it does that. Sorry.
When you want to come back, press down the tracer and after the beep, say your name and birth date. Then you'll come back here 2 seconds after you left. Okay?
Yes.
Right.
Thank you, Philip. Now, Mr. Turger, one hand on either lever, close your eyes, and 3, 2, 1.
I remember you.
Welcome back, Mr. Turger.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, I had no idea.
This way, what? Please, through this door.
Yes, yes, of course, absolutely. You know, you haven't changed a bit. No one.
Now, that was interesting. You did well, although you forgot to tell him to be out of sight when he came back.
Oh, yes, of course. He looked completely different.
Yes, I guess he was there for about 20 years or so.
And still came straight back here to now.
Yes, that's the beauty of the tracer.
That's incredible.
Yes, but you'll get used to it.
I don't see how you can. It's just so... What if I meet someone who's come back from the future?
Sorry?
Well, should I talk to them about it?
It's best not to. Just in case.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yes. Once.
What happened?
I fell in love with her.
You...
It's a strange story. We met at a coronation party in Trafalgar Square. She was so excited about what was happening, we hit it off immediately.
A coronation party? But that was...
Yes, 30 years ago. She told me she travelled back from the future. She told me all about Time Travel Incorporated. I didn't believe her at first. But she showed me the company. Well, it was only just starting up then. She wanted me to come back with her.
But you can only travel backwards.
Exactly. And she couldn't stay. Well, she never meant to be here longer than a day or two. And she felt so much guilt for leaving her family. I think she was homesick too. For her own time. So one day, after around 2 months, she...
She went back.
Yes. It broke my heart, but I understood.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Philip. But you will soon learn that it's easier to think of it just as a job than try to work out what's right and wrong. Fact is, some people want to travel in time. They pay their money and we facilitate their trip. It's as simple as that.
It's just a lot to take in.
Oh, you just wait. Now let's see what the rest of the day has to offer.
You want a clock?
I'm going back to 1925.
I've always wanted to see one of Shakespeare's plays done by Shakespeare's actors.
How was it?
Rubbish.
You're 4 o'clock.
I'm going to see Jesus.
How was he?
I couldn't find him.
5:30.
Just sit over here. Put one hand on either handle.
Okay.
Are you absolutely sure about this, Mr. Carruth? It's incredibly dangerous.
Please. I've been studying dinosaurs my whole life. I know how they move, how they think. I need to see some up close to continue my studies.
Okay. Very well. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Where is he?
Damn. I was worried that that might happen.
What?
Well, either he's decided to stay for the rest of his life or...
Or what?
Well, he was killed.
Maybe he'll turn up later.
That's not how it works. If he was going to come back, it would have been instantaneous. We need to make a note of this.
Does this happen often?
No, not terribly often, but it does happen. Shame it was on your training day.
Well, it's good to learn. How do you think I'm doing?
You'll be fine.
I'm not sure I'm completely comfortable being on my own tomorrow.
No. You'll be fine.
Are you all right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, looks like there's just one more to go. Miss Rachel Evans.
Okay. Okay.
What's wrong?
It's nothing.
You look pale. Do you want to sit down?
Yes.
What is it?
Okay, look. There's a reason I got into this job in the first place.
Yes.
Her.
Her who?
Rachel. She's...
She's the girl you met 30 years ago.
Yes.
And she's coming here now to make that trip.
Exactly.
But what do you mean, she's the reason you got into this job?
Well, after she left, I couldn't bear the thought of never seeing her again. So I sought this place out, got myself on the waiting list, and eventually got a job here so I could be with her when she came in.
So how long have you been working here?
28 years.
Oh.
Yes, I was kind of hoping she would have come sooner than this.
Yes.
When I saw her name and destination on the rotor on Monday.
And that's why you're leaving?
Well, there's no need to be here anymore. I found her.
What do you think she'll say?
I've no idea.
What are you going to say to her when she walks in?
Nothing.
What? Why?
Well, she won't know me yet. For her, that will be before she's travelled back. She won't know me until she comes back here. Oh, God knows what she'll think of me now, though. I'm old.
Mr. Gooden, it's 6 o'clock.
Thank you, Eve. Philip, you'll have to do this one by yourself.
Okay. Hello, Miss Evans.
Hello there.
Have a seat.
Okay.
So, you want to travel back to June 2027?
Yes, that's right.
Can I ask why?
Well, it sounds a bit lame, but I want to go back to the coronation. I was very young when it happened, so I don't really remember it.
Of course. Well, I have a couple of things to say. I'm sure you've been told this already, but please do listen. You can't change the past. What has happened will always happen. If you try to change something, you'll discover that it is impossible. You should be going as an observer, nothing more. Now, please hold out the hand you write with and I'll implant the tracer. It will hurt a little, I'm afraid.
Be careful.
Oh! God, you weren't kidding!
Sorry about that. Now, when you want to come back, just press that down, wait for the beep, and then say your full name and birth date, and you'll come back here 2 seconds after you left. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, then just put one hand on either handle. Mr. Gooden, do you want to say anything?
No.
Very well. Ready, Rachel?
Yes.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Miss Evans?
Sorry, I'm fine. It's just...
Rachel?
Look, I said I'm fine.
Rachel? Look at me.
Oh, Thomas.
You have been listening to Time Travel Incorporated, written by Peter Davis, directed by George Maddox and produced by Marielle Runacre Temple. Sound recording and post-production by Tashari King and Erica Baznicki. Sound assisted by Dimitar Angelov. Live Foley by Ali Friedman. Lighting design and operation by Gareth Brown. Thomas was played by Andrew McBain. Philip by Daniel Rodriguez. Sullivan by David Beck. Turger and Rachel by Jessica Dennis. Carruth by Neil Frost. And clients 3, 4 and 5 were from the cast. Time Travel Incorporated was recorded live at the Lost Theatre as part of their sci-fi showcase. Visit www.wirelesstheatrecompany.co.uk for more downloads.